In that classroom, there is a God, and yep, I'm him. Just forgive me, but I never forgave myself.
God sacrificed everything to be with you. So, sacrifice everything.
Now you fight to save men's souls. You're forgiven. It's a season of miracles.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Don't ever think that God is angry with you.
What did he say, Saul?
And he said, Daddy, look to me light. This is my life. This is what I do best.
Maybe we could help each other out here.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Welcome, friends, family in Christ. That last tagline, no topic off limits, will especially apply today because I've got a brother and sister for Christ that are here, troublemakers for the kingdom. I love these guys. You just saw the intro to Sorbo Studios. The website is sorbostudios.com. We've talked to them individually, but we have them for the first time in studio. They're in the great state of Wisconsin for a few days. Kevin and Sam Sorbo, welcome to Worldview Matters. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's tough. Always tough being a Viking fan coming in this part of the country.
I asked you if you're going to go to Lambeau. You're going, well, you just can't do it yet.
You can't do it yet.
Anyway.
But I'm a fan of our conference.
Well, let's start with, we're pre-recording this by a couple days to right. When this airs. So what are you in town for, speaking, both of you together?
We're here for Freedom Project Academy, which is part of this same sort of conglomerate here, and very excited to be here.
We are excited to be here. I mean, we're both very pro homeschooling and against public education, so this is right up her alley for sure. But yeah. I'm right along with her for this.
So you do most of the speaking, and you bring Kevin along for the ride sometimes when it comes to homeschooling. But now, I'll never forget one of the first times I spoke with you. You said you went to Duke, and you were afraid. You just didn't know what homeschooling was. You were just really afraid to do it.
Yeah.
And you were educated, and that you find a lot of parents deal with that same thing.
A lot of parents are very fearful, and that's because they've been convinced by their own schooling
they can't do it.
That they are incapable of doing anything that they haven't been formally instructed in, and that is one of the accidental, let's say, results of an institutionalized school system. It's actually anti-educational. School is anti-educational.
I gotta say, I'm stealing this from her because I love it, and I've used it against other people when I'm out doing my own speaking events or pro-life and other things like that. When she tells people, she says, "So you yourself went through kindergarten through 12th grade in the same public system you're putting our kids in, and you're saying that you didn't learn enough to teach a 1-year-old or a first grader? So I mean, what does that say about our education system if you're intimidated?" After going 13 years through this amazing public education.
Or a second grader.
And you're afraid
of it. Or a fourth grader. It sort of boggles the mind if you really sit and think about it. But, of course, we've been trained not to think.
So what does that say about the education system?
We've been trained not to think.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and oftentimes what to think, meaning social justice, activism, and all kinds of stuff that are anti-Christian. They're taught a lot of lies.
Yes, but they're not thinking. Right? They haven't been taught to think those things. They've taught to know those. They've been taught to know certain things that aren't true and not think about them. Because the mark of a good education, I think it was Aristotle said the mark of a good education was the ability to entertain a thought without losing your composure, in a sense. Right? So you can think about something and still hold that it isn't true. But our children today can't do that. They get so frustrated to understand that someone else has a different thought than they do. They need a safe space from that person.
Wow.
That's not education.
Wow. How did we get here? Safe spaces. in colleges, coddling university students at that level.
We've turned them all into victims.
Well,
and that's our schools that have done
it. It's insanity of the mainstream media. It's insanity of what's going on in schools and we've been teaching. I mean, you're looking at the teachers now that are 35 and younger. Those are the ones who were brought up right at the beginning of this whole crazy progressive thought pattern, you know, and look where we are.
35 and younger. So we were talking before we got on the podcast. I remember Jay Leno going out to a graduation at a high school, I think, maybe college, but I think it was high school, and they would ask kids. He would ask kids basic questions about our history or about government or the three branches, and they didn't. People could not answer. And here we have now. These are leaders, and these are university professors, and they're running businesses. And
so what you have to understand is that our school system is a grand experiment. It's only been around about 120 years. Before that, we self-educated. We were all homeschooled. We were all self-taught.
Our founding fathers were homeschooled. Pretty brilliant men.
Yes.
Right?
Pretty brilliant guys.
And we did everything. Okay, that's the American legacy is we did everything. If you needed to build a barn, you built it. Yeah. And you got your neighbors and they didn't know how to build a barn, but somebody did and they figured it out, right?
Grow your own food.
Now after 120 years, we can't even do academics. And the reason we can't do academics is because you can't teach academics apart from character. Well, we gave up on character in the 60s when we took the Bible out of schools.
Yeah.
And we took prayer
morality
out of schools.
Yeah.
We took morality out of schools.
Sure.
If you don't have character, you don't have any reason to learn it. Hmm. There's no purpose to your life without character. And this is what we're training children to believe, is that they have no purpose because they're a collection of accidents of nature, evolution, and you just happen to be here. And your primary job is to make money, which is a very cynical way to go through life. But that's what they're trained to think in school, college prep and career readiness. And so at the same time that we're saying you should get a job, we're also saying there's no purpose for your life. And they're saying, why should I learn what you're telling me to learn? Also, we're telling them lies. They know that they are lies, right? They know that there are men and there are women and then there are weird people. They know that. And they spot weird people like that. Kids spot weird people and they go, Mommy, why is that? You know, so they know the truth. They're being told lies by the people who have been empowered to, quote, educate them, right? Those people have the authority. And they're saying these people with authority don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. This is ridiculous. I'm not learning anything from them. And they're angry.
Well, I think where they made the mistake, when I say they, I think the government, because fear is their favorite weapon. We saw it in full force during COVID, of course. Yeah. But that age group, those high school students, those college students, those people that were unable to go to school but unable to play the sports, which are important to high school kids, all kinds of, they got so angry and they looked at the government. Now, they don't trust the government.
Right.
I think one of the blessings of COVID is 2 million more families are now homeschooling.
Yes.
Because they finally woke up and said, wait a minute. This is what's going on in your public schools? It's, honey, we got to stop using public education as a babysitting tool for our kids because it's insane what is going on in those schools right now and still going on, but a lot of people woke
up. It's child abuse. I really, it's you say it's insane, it's child abuse because it's
on
purpose.
It's on purpose,
by design. Well, the teachers loved it. The educators loved it. They took time off.
I know. It was the one time.
They didn't want to go back.
It was the
to
one time I was on the same side as the teachers' unions. Don't bring the kids back to school. Please don't bring the kids back to school.
That's pretty good.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. These the teachers are just, they become so radicalized. And they're proud. They're openly, I mean, if it weren't for libs of TikTok or others inside the classroom with a few to capture some of what they're doing, parents would not find out.
Look at the teachers and their rainbow hair and their 77 tattoos and earrings. And no more American flag in the room, but the pride flag is there.
Right.
And the Black Lives Matter
Global
Network Foundation.
The Black Lives Matter flag is there, of course, because that's really important, because all lives don't matter. Only Black Lives Matter.
Incidentally, it's Pride Month, but it's also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
So
just for men?
At the same time,
very
just
interesting.
For men.
Just for men, unfortunately.
Mental health. You said that's not a coincidence.
I have no idea. Do you believe in coincidence?
No, but it's interesting.
So I was going to ask you that, because I wrote these down. There's Father's Day this month, Mother's Day last month, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Christmas Day.
You're stealing my stuff You're stealing my stuff
Pride Month. There's
I talk about this every speaking event I go to.
LGBTQ History Month in October. They are months.
Yeah. Right.
And they've got the whole calendar with Trans Awareness Week, Day, Month. How did they?
And pride's the number one of the deadliest sins, but they can have that if they want. But it shouldn't be more than a day. But you know, the veterans should have a month.
That's right. They should have all. We should be honoring veterans all the time.
All the time. All the time.
Incidentally,
of course.
The month between Mother's Day and Father's Day is the Natural Family Month. That's a thing. So you can look it up. NaturalFamilyMonth.com, I think it is.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Is it Natural Family Month? Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Shout out to marriage between one man and one woman.
Just saying.
Very frightening.
It exists.
Very frightening.
Yeah, the family's under attack because Christ and the truth are under attack.
Yes.
And
yeah.
it just trickles down to the family and conservatives and Christians. Let's go over to you, Kevin, because you've been under attack. Let's transfer a little bit to Hollywood.
Sure.
Let's segue because I want to ask you about some of your recent projects, the latest projects. But mm-hmm. what you went through is, to a lot of us watching, infuriating. The discrimination, cancel culture I'm referring to. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about
He's
that.
The OG.
I am the original.
Poster child?
Original poster child for the cancel culture world because before it was even a term, Hollywood booted me out 10, 11 years ago already.
Did it start with producers or your agent or how did that start?
It was my manager and agent combined said we can't get the studios that want to work with you anymore because of the things you post on the internet. You mean the truth? I said the truth. I post the truth. It's sarcastic, but I post the truth. And they said, yeah, that's a problem. And I go, it's never been a problem before. I've never hidden the fact that I'm conservative. She told me way before this happened because I was posting stuff and saying, this is great. She goes, I don't know if Hollywood's going to like that. And she was right. But I just said, enough is enough of this. I got tired of the BS. I got tired of the lies. I got tired of what they're trying to force down us. I said, why can't we have both sides of the issue here to talk about these things? I never had a problem being a conservative in Hollywood before. But when Obama took over, it slowly graduated towards that because he's the one who brought racism back, right? I never thought of racism before that.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody did. He brought it. We're going to push this and push it and push it. We're going to fundamentally change America. That was his plan. And boy, did he ever do that.
But I think Kevin really believes that silence is complicity.
Yeah. Well, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, hello.
Yeah.
Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act.
Right.
Right. And I have always admired you for being so outspoken and in this day and age. And by the way, the preachers of tolerance are some of the most intolerant
people in the room.
People in Hollywood. Oh, my goodness.
They're always screaming for that during COVID, right? Don't question the science. That's what science is.
Science
questions itself all the time.
That's right. That's literally what science is.
It's just insane. But Sam and I looked at her and I said, I wasn't that angry about it. I just said, I love this industry. Let's do the movies that we want to do. Let's do movies that Hollywood used to do. So we formed Sorbo Studios. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate. Very lucky to raise money enough to do maybe a movie a year, but all these other independent producers come our way as well.
Yeah.
And I shoot 3-4 movies every single year. So
I'm glad you guys
blessed.
Are keeping busy because you're very talented.
But we are always looking for
funding.
If you want to fund a faith-based movie, we are your guys.
Good point. Good point. And I was telling Kevin before we got on, we were talking about this in the green room, that the movies have come a long way when it comes to quality.
Yeah.
And just they're so well done now. Christian movies.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he did the first one. So the first unabashedly Christian, Hollywood caliber, faith-based movie was What If?
Which I told you about earlier. Same writers that did God's Not Dead. God's Not Dead, for whatever reasons, exploded. It was amazing, word of mouth, and that's what we need. We don't have big money to promote all these movies. We shoot $3, $4 million budget movies, and we don't lose money for our investors. And then these movies get out there, and you hope for word of mouth. Well, what if? I mentioned to him already, I said it's going to be back in theaters this summer.
In theaters?
It's going to be back in a movie that
people love
a movie
that
came
so
out came out 12, 13 years ago is coming back out again.
Can you tell us the premise again?
It is a story about a guy that he sort of loses the way. He's always been a believer. He never stopped really being a believer, but he never became a practice of his belief. He got caught up in the money world and became a takeover specialist. He left his old girlfriend, who was going to be his fiancée, behind. All these years have now passed by, and he is visited by an angel in the form of John Ratzenberger.
I saw that a couple months ago.
Yes.
That's it.
It's a wonderful movie.
It was replayed on.
He's given a chance to have that the road God intended for him. Reverse. It's a
wonderful
life.
Oh, and that's one of my top five all time.
Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw that. I thought, wow, this is very interesting.
John Ratzenberger is hilarious.
I think that sort of started in a sense, this idea, and it was Dallas Jenkins who directed it, yep. who did a phenomenal job, and that was the film that people could look at and go, oh, you can actually make a good, compelling Christian yeah. movie. It doesn't have to be schlocky.
Without being in your face, yep. without right? being, you know, you and, better believe. Yeah.
And so the same guys came and they did God's Not Dead, and somehow they just unlocked the key for yeah. promotion. And so that movie was the one that really made the records. Yeah. And then people were like, oh, you can do like a really yeah. good... Yeah, and so that's what we do.
So I told you I interviewed Tim Mahoney, director of sure. American Miracle.
Yes.
This is the book. Michael Medved wrote yep. this book, and he narrated the movie. And you played a little role of the older Thomas Jefferson, but there's a part two coming up. By the way, friends, American Miracle movie, it was phenomenal.
The Rotten Tomatoes gave 97%. Yeah. They give nothing anything that has positive America, wow. positive God.
So that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of the scenes in there, they probably didn't know about. Most people don't know about, I would guess.
Oh, the actual miracles?
The actual truth.
No, exactly.
About yeah. George Washington and his faith.
The number of things that could have happened and should have happened to him in war is amazing. He survived the way he
exactly.
survived.
Exactly. Yes. I talked to an educator and he said, I didn't know 75% of those. He's an educator. He doesn't teach history, but still. Like,
how old was he?
We should know. Yeah, young.
30?
Probably 30, 35. We should, everybody needs to see this movie to understand the providential yep. nature of the existence yes. of this yes. nation. We should not take it for granted.
Yeah. And we talked about that word providence and what it used to mean. And that's God, you know?
Yes.
It's just has a different meaning now. So, talk about some other projects you're working on. We know American Miracle, that'll be coming out.
I've got a wonderful documentary coming out later this year, and it deals with the Last Supper. It's called Eating with the Enemy. And it's with Ingenuity Films, Brent Miller's company. I did one with them 3 years ago. That's called Before the Wrath, dealing with the Second Coming. Yep. It was the number one documentary on Amazon for 5 months. And this one's going to be amazing. People love it. I did another one where he spent a couple weeks in Israel. And through archaeological digs, we trace the flow of the Ark of the Covenant. And it's called The Quest for the Throne of God. And that one's coming out soon as well. And I got another one with John Lennox, who's an apologist.
Oh,
an amazing guy.
Gosh.
And we're re-releasing. It's a whole new edit. A whole new take on we spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England, where he's a retired math professor, and 2 weeks in Israel. And it's Proving God in a World of Science. And it's called Against the World. And John Lennox, for those who don't know him, he has debated all the most famous atheists in the world, from Dawkins to Singer and Hitchens and all those guys. So
he's brilliant.
And he's yeah. a wonderful man as he does it.
And he's got great humor. He's super entertaining. People are going to love
him. And he sounds like Winnie the Pooh when he talks. He's just a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So let's take this opportunity to just put in a quick plug for Freedom Project Academy, because they are now enrolling students for fall live anytime homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. To celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering 15% a discount on all courses, and you can visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15 and save 15% on all courses at our Judeo-Christian online academy, Freedom Project Academy. That's why you guys are here. But let's get back to some other issues. I want to talk about some current events, the sure. protests.
Yeah.
We saw what happened in 2020 with the global network funded by the left, George Soros, and other useful
same thing.
Idiots. Now we've got a different take yeah. on it. Immigration is the topic. What are your thoughts on what was going on in L.A., what's happening around the country little by little in different states, the blue states? Are we going to see a replay, governors told police to stand down, and Trump has to send in the National Guard? What are your
I think we are. Thoughts? We're already seeing it, certainly in Los Angeles, and it's already spreading around New York. All these other cities are doing it. And I think this is organized. I think Soros mm-hmm. is behind it again. I think the same people behind everything in 2020, it's just going to be played
China?
Out again. Yeah, I think that it's too well organized. Pallets already starting to show up with bricks and everything. I mean, give me a break. You know, it's obviously this is something. Anything. Look, the Democrats don't have a plan in place. Their only plan is to get rid of Trump. They don't care if it's detrimental to destroying America. They don't care.
Create a crisis. The Clower Piven strategy. Mm-hmm. Create a crisis. This time it's immigration. They try to overload the system, and now the protests are.
But it's
erupting.
It's very funny because the protesters were burning the American flag.
Yeah.
And then that hit the news, and people were kind of upset about that. Like, why are they burning the American flag, but they're saying they want to stay here? So now they're handing out to the protesters American flags and saying, hey, don't burn the American flag, like, because you want to stay here. So
I posted that same thing on my X account. I said they're running around waving their flags from Guadalajara and Mexico and all kind of stuff. Yeah. If their countries are so amazing, go back.
Right. Why are you protesting?
Did you come here to turn us into a third world country as well, or do you want to follow the American dream?
The problem that they face is because they are protesting and in essence turning it into a third world place, they get no sympathy.
No.
The protesters will get no sympathy. So they have to figure out a different strategy, but they don't have that in their playbook.
And if they're throwing rocks and frozen bottles of water and everything at the police, they have to protect themselves as well.
Yes.
Wow. What do I think is going to happen now?
Yeah, graduating magna cum laude or summa cum laude and saying, I graduated and I invented the cure for cancer and I'm an immigrant and I'm illegal, right? Then we go, wait, maybe we should keep some of these illegal immigrants because, you know. But as long as they're destroying the streets, destroying cars, burning cars in the middle of the street.
But they're openly saying all the time, go back to where you came from and come back legally.
It's true.
Not saying we're going to kick you out forever.
That's right.
Come back legally, like my descendants did. Like a lot of the Mexicans that I knew through different places when we lived in L.A. telling me the same thing, saying
they were
angry about it. They're angry saying, I came illegally.
Well, isn't that interesting?
I came legally.
Right.
Why am I not getting an iPhone?
Yeah. And that's why Trump seems to continue to increase in that demographic, Hispanic.
Yes.
And it's just amazing, blacks, Hispanics.
Immigrants.
So isn't it the perfect storm? We saw how bad Trump got attacked in his first 4 years. And then we had the Biden administration, all the chaos that they created. Thanks to Curtis Bowers and many others who have done great documentaries, there are communists here. It's not just Democrat socialists. There are communists in America who came over 100 years ago and got into the higher education.
To be clear, Democratic socialists are communists.
Okay.
It's all the same.
One and the same.
Yeah.
And we've got a media that covers for them.
You know what? So we understand.
Go ahead.
Socialism is the kinder, gentler way to communism. Communism typically demands a bloody revolution. Socialism is the softer, gentler revolution to achieve the same ends. So they are interchangeable.
Yeah. And that's why you can use all these interchangeable words for the left.
Right.
Democrats, socialists, communists. Yeah. And the media, the same thing, unfortunately. You can't believe the media. I love Media Research Center. By the way, aren't you doing a trip to, was it Norway next year?
We're doing Norway.
Tell us about that.
We did it last year. We're doing it again this year. And I think there's people can join us still.
Yeah, so it's at the end of August. And actually, if you use the code KLOVE, I think you'll get a discount on your ticket.
Yeah.
But it starts at the end of August. It's a cruise, Research Center. So let me just say, it's the coolest thing because
it's a blast.
You're on the boat, you're going to see Norway. But when you're just at sea and there's like nothing to do, you have this great conference to go to.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's all conservatives. Yes.
Joe Concha.
Joe's going to be there.
Who else?
Dana Lash is going to be there.
I mean, me.
We're both speaking.
I'll be there.
Brent Bozell, of course, will be speaking as
David
well.
David Bozell. Yeah. Lots of great people. I think it's 2025
Alan
Media.
West is going to be
Alan West.
Yeah.
Now, your parents are from Norway or?
Yeah. My grandparents are.
Okay. And they made it to Minnesota.
My mom and dad are first generation, and I'm second generation.
By the way, sorbostudios.com, if you go to the events page, you can find that. But you can also find our trip to Greece, which is at the end of the month of September.
And we sell a few spaces
this year.
And, of course, on the last day, we're going to Mount Olympus because it was Hercules. So we got to go visit
Mount
Olympus.
That's awesome. A lot of photo ops there. Yeah. You going to grow your hair out for that
No. I still have the costume, but I'm 20 pounds lighter in those days.
He can't even pack it. It's a heavy costume.
It's a heavy costume.
Oh, my goodness. So, a lot of other trips, but I love Media Research Center.
They're great.
You've written books. I've written some books. I started blogging because of the bias in the media and the lack of truth. That's why I started blogging. Yeah. And then I started writing books, and I was just hammering the media because I could not stand. I mean, just recent headlines. One of the at the Media Research Center, 93
mostly peaceful protests.
That too. 93% of all stories that are about Trump or anyone in his administration are negative. 93%.
And we lack the discernment because we were schooled and not educated. Yep. We lack the discernment to read between the lines to see that. You don't, because you can see it, right?
Yeah.
Also, because you expose yourself to truthful sources, and then when you see the CNN report, you're like, oh, I see what you did there. But so many people can't.
Yeah, and that's why these are so important. Media Research Center, what you guys are doing, raising awareness about these things. I was going to ask you, we were running out of time, so let's get to the politics for the upcoming midterms. Just for a minute. I think people forget that Trump can't do it all.
No.
And people have to vote, and Christians have to vote.
Yes, get out and
vote. We've got midterms coming up, and it's
we need to take
really
some more
close.
Seats away from the we do.
Primary,
we need to win
anybody
more seats.
Who went against Trump, because he needs a bigger mandate, so we got to primary those people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking in blanket statement. But we do have to vote, and you have to vote in the midterms just as much as you have to vote in the general.
Yeah. It's the mentality that, hey, Trump's in the White House now. Look at all these great executive orders. Same thing in the pro-life community. Roe v. Wade was overturned. We don't have to worry about
now
abortion
we have more,
anymore.
Yeah. Now we have
Wait a minute. Really?
We have more abortion.
I mean, you're doing a lot of pro-life speaking.
I do have pro-life speaking.
We have more abortion today than before we rescinded Roe v. Wade, and that's because the abortion pill.
Yeah.
And by the way, Planned Parenthood is also the biggest provider of transgender medications.
True.
Planned Parenthood is the provider for transgender. What's that about?
Planned Parenthood, they want a plan to change your girl into a boy. That's how they're planning.
You know, so we have to get more engaged. This is the struggle between the right and the left. The left win, and then they keep pushing. The right win, and they go, oh, we won. We're okay now. We'll just hold the line.
They're far more organized than the left with their hate and their anger. They really are.
Yeah. That it kind of gets them going.
Yeah.
Plus, Planned Parenthood, I think they're getting record numbers of our tax dollars now, and you'd think that...
So all of us...
Right, we're supposed to defund
The majority
them,
of people are
solved.
Against abortion, and yet we're funding with our own tax dollars.
Yes,
the death of human beings.
Republicans on the Hill, they have to get off their butts, and they have to start voting for these things. We have to stop funding the things that we shouldn't be funding.
Yep.
We've discovered what it is, but now they have to do the actions to take care of the problem, and they're not.
Okay, 2028... Who's going to run for president on the GOP side? Because who knows what's going to happen to the left?
Vance. Exactly,
Vance.
It's going to be Vance.
I hope
Rubio.
It's,
maybe.
I hope it's.
I know he's sort of names up there a lot, but I think I like Vance. I got to say.
I hope Walz runs, Jazz Hands Walz.
Really?
Why not? Let him run.
Oh my goodness.
Let him run. That's the
Let
best. Once again,
let them continue to self-destruct. Exactly. Right? Let the continue.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you so much, Kevin and Sam.
This is fun.
For coming in today and for doing all that you're doing to be a voice for homeschooling and Freedom Project Academy and all that you're doing, your great projects. We'll be looking for them. SorboStudios.com. Blessings, guys. God
thank
bless
you.
And protect you.
Thank
you.
God
bless you.
All right, friends. Thank you so much for sharing the podcast. It's doing great. Thanks to God. Praise Him. And thanks to you. And God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.